The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs, Morano, Albert, and Debbie. Thank you so much, Debbie. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on the East Coast in New York. And we are observing, celebrating, and remembering D-Day, June 6, 1944, 75 years ago, and the 75th anniversary. And if you've been watching on TV, we were playing the audio, and we'll go to some audio clips in a moment with President Trump speaking, President Macron from France. There were 12,000 people. I am so flush with patriotism this morning because I am a student of the Second World War because my father was in the Second World War. And you may have your grandfather in the Second World War. And my pop always told me how great this country is. And my grandparents came here to celebrate the goodness of the United States and the greatness of the United States of America. And when he told me about D-Day, how he knew, and from the inside, because Pop was there in Italy in the United States Army Air Corps, feeding the bombs onto the B-24s, onto the B-17s, I believe. And he would put these huge bombs, and he told me the skies would go dark in the middle of the day with the bombers going out of the Adriatic side of Italy, over Trieste, above Venice, and then right into Berlin and bombing the most evil that we have ever seen on planet Earth in Adolf Hitler, taking him out like that. And then he got an inkling that there was going to be the invasion. Everybody waited for the invasion. And then when you see how we stepped in, and don't forget, we were, remember, in the beginning of the Second World War, should we go in? Should we not go in? And then Lindbergh and everybody got into trouble because they said, well, they were, Hitler could do what he wanted, that sort of thing. And then Hitler started moving in. He goes into Poland. And then he started taking all of Europe. And then when he started coming into France, and he took France. Think about it. If we didn't jump in, first of all, this was an Allied assault. Operation Overlord was an Allied assault. And we just talked to a great man, Giles Milton. I want to bring him back. I told Frankie, bring him back. He was so good. He has this great book, How the Allies Won D-Day. And I have such immense respect for the British and the French resistance. The French resistance, you forget. When the Nazis were running France, they got to France. Hitler was walking the streets of Paris. Hitler was the devil himself, and yet they could not take this guy down. That's how powerful the Germans were, the German war machine was. Yet it was when America stepped up, and forgive me because I'm so patriotic and I'm a little blinded and biased toward the greatness of America because of my pop, how he would always tell me how great we are. And honestly, if we didn't go into war, There was no way Germany would have just rolled through Europe. We stepped in, and then the alliance of Franklin Delano Roosevelt with Winston Churchill, how they joined together, and how they came up with this concept of invading France. And it came in around 1943. They started thinking about it. I can't imagine how they pulled it off. Don't forget, they didn't have phones, iPhones. They didn't have computers. Radar was a novelty back then, right? They just didn't know. And who was at the cutting edge of all the technology? It was the German war machine with the V-2 rocket. Am I right? And, I mean, if we let it go and we didn't jump in, as President Trump himself said just an hour ago, if we didn't go in,
you don't know what the world would be like today. And I'm telling you, all the bad things that you see that we talk about every morning on the radio, it was nothing compared to wartime Germany. Nothing. The Holocaust, the devastation, and what ISIS walks around like they're like amateur hour compared to what went on in the 1930s in pre-war Germany. And we stepped up. The United States of America stepped up and went in and joined with the Brits and the French and the Canadians. And it came up with this Operation Overlord under the Supreme Commander, Dwight D. Eisenhower. You know, a very humble man from Pennsylvania, right? The United States General went in. It's just amazing. The D-Day landings called Operation Overlord by the Allied commanders. And it was they were planning this about the year, 1943. The force took 5,300 ships and crafts. Think about that. 156,000 men, 1,500 tanks, 12,000 planes. How could you possibly do that? British and Commonwealth troops landed at the three beaches, Gold, Juno, and Sword, right? American soldiers were given the task, reading here, of getting ashore at the Utah and Omaha beaches. And the bloodiest beach was Omaha Beach, as you just heard Giles Milton say. Omaha saw some of the bloodiest fighting, with the United States troops cut down by German machine guns. Of the 4,414 Allied deaths on June 6th, 2,501 were Americans, and 1,913 were Allies. Casualty figures are notoriously difficult to verify, but the accepted estimate is that the Allies suffered 10,000 total casualties on D-Day itself. And the highest casualties, again, occurred on Omaha Beach, where 2,000 United States troops were killed, wounded, went missing. You just can't imagine. And when I think how my pop did it, they never even questioned it. They just did it. You're gonna, and I keep telling you to make it an individual, so you could how everybody felt on they had to go in. They just were going. They never questioned it. My father wanted, all he wanted to do was take his bar exam. He was finishing law school. The Army said, not so much. You're going in the Army. And he went in the Army. And he spoke Italian. You know what? He didn't even speak English, my father, when he was born. He spoke Italian. They sent him to Italy. They sent him to Italy, and he freed those villages from the Nazi vile that took over Italy with Mussolini. Just an amazing story as we celebrate D-Day. And the president did. I'll tell you, every morning you hear me tell you how great we are as a people. And I know that because I go to these different events, whether it's a playground, you know, opening with my friend Frank, you know, and watching New Jersey, or it's a ball game, watching Charlie play a ball game, or me going to California or Biloxi, Mississippi, or I'm going out to Nevada. And people say to me, and they look around like we're some kind of secret society. And they say to me, Joe, I like your politics. Yeah, remember that? The guy in Biloxi, that big old boy with the cowboy hat and the big buckle and the boots. Said, Joe Piscopo, we like your politics down here, son. That the guy, I'm going like, wow, you know what? We're all in this together. And no matter what we believe politically, we are a great country and we are a great people. And boy, if this doesn't just exemplify everything great about the United States of America, when you think back at D-Day and how we accomplished that, I'm so happy today. And my heart swells with patriotism today, because you could look back in history, and when people try to tear us down every single day, they try to take back the America. They tell us we're not great. You're old white people. You're privileged. You're racist. They try to take everything away that my grandparents and my parents fought so hard for. And now today you have a historical retrospective. You could point in history and go, you tell me when America wasn't great. We were great, we are great, and the best is yet to come. We are not going anywhere. 7:13 right now, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's listen to some of the clips before I go to the boys from President Trump in Normandy just a while ago.
Today we remember those who fell, and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization.
And then there's some other things he talked about where he was in front of 12,000 people, applause, excuse me, when President Trump surfaced and with President Macron, and there were applause. It was patriotic for France, for America. The Brits were there, you know, the Canadians, this allied force that overtook the most evil that mankind has ever seen. We want to, let's one more clip from President Trump, if you would, Frankie Five Boroughs.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar. On these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago, 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives.
Man, I just can't imagine. And the weather, ugh. And then when you talk to people who landed, Frankie and Al, when you talk to people who landed, they were seasick. They were seasick. They were, like Giles Milton was saying, that land, those landing craft, they were bouncing all around. People were going out. They were nauseous, physically sick, and before they even stepped onto the beach. And then when they stepped onto the beach, no one thought about how heavy the equipment was, and some soldiers drowned. They drowned. They never got there. And then I was talking to Giles Milton about the great Yogi Berra, the late great Yogi Berra, where he landed at, I believe it was Omaha. And his family has called me, tell me, I think it was Omaha. And I said, Yogi, what was that like? They had mortars on the side of the landing craft. That I never knew. They had, that was, so they were fighting back those German guns and those big guns that were just assaulting this landing. And I said, Yogi, my gosh, I can't believe you were in the landing craft. And you landed at the beach. What was it like? And Yogi goes, it was like fireworks. And that was the end of the conversation. God, they just did it. That generation, so help me God, built the foundation of the United States. And every time we open this microphone up, every single morning, I think of the greatest generation. That is my parents. And I think of my grandparents coming over to this country. Are you kidding me? That's what I, and it makes me so patriotic. It makes me believe in this country so much. I will not, on this show, let anybody tear down this great country. And they're trying to do it, and they just ain't going to get it done. Hey, Joe on the radio, 60 minutes after 7 o'clock. Frankie, but Five Boroughs, a monumental day today. Joe Borelli's going to jump in and join us. Hey, you know who's going to join us, too? Roy Bailey, I met at the Yankee Stadium when we were celebrating Mayor Giuliani's birthday. And he's a founding partner with the Giuliani Partners and co-chairman of the Donald Trump 2020 finance team. He's a great Texan from Dallas. Roy Bailey's going to join us. We had a great chat there. So we got a lot to talk about. Also, if I can, before I go to the guys, 717 right now, appreciate when you're weighing in. Let me go to the calls on our Balance of Nature phone line real quick. Big Julie, always appreciate you calling, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. The president did a fantastic job. God bless him. We got at the last of the era of those people. You know, it's like the end of the Civil War soldiers. We got them, and they're still pushing at 90-something years old to show you the durability of those Depression-era people, Joe. Those people who fought in our war, most of them did not have much education. My father was a medic in the Second World War with a fourth-grade education.
Wow.
Who knew how to read and write. And they were appointed those positions to do their jobs. They knew how to learn, Joe. And let me tell you another thing. These people knew how to learn and fought very hard, and they were poor. And just for the record, I'm letting you know, they were all brave Americans, and one-third of those Americans were Italian-Americans, Joe. They had a real hard time. Yes,
thank
it's true. One-third were Italian-Americans. Check it out online. Out of the 3 million, one-third a million of Italian-Americans. And I found out by accident by watching Channel 13 and pulling it up online. And they did some job with low education, and they did something for themselves afterwards. God
You're
bless
right.
America.
Thank you. God bless America indeed, Big Julie. Thanks so much. It's so true. All the Italians that went there. And that's what's great. They came here to this country, couldn't speak the language, and they embraced the country. That generation just embraced the country. So this is where therein lies my patriotism for this great country. And I don't want to hear everybody tearing it down and saying all the bad things about it. They don't understand it. That's why today is a history lesson. And I don't know how the progressive socialists, and I don't want to get political, but how people who keep trying to tear the anti-Americans, you know, Antifa and all these socialists that are protesting constantly and saying bad. They just want to take everything away. They criticize anything and everything that President Trump does. They could look to this history. This is our history. It happened. The evil was taking over the world. Where would the world be? Like President Trump said this morning, if we didn't step into the war, if these brave soldiers from France and from Canada and from Great Britain, led by the United States of America, if we didn't go and we didn't land on those beaches in Normandy, where in the name of God would we be as a society? And don't even forget, we had the Pacific Theater going at the same time, and you're telling me America wasn't great. It's unconscionable how you could even think that this country wasn't great. And to say that, and then to come into this country when you're new and you come in, and rather than saying, wow, I am so proud to be American. Wow, let me fly that flag. Let me say thank you. Let me learn the language. Let me learn the laws of the United States. If you don't feel that today, on this 75th anniversary of D-Day, you will never feel what we feel, those of us who respect and appreciate the greatness to be called an American. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Oh, pumped up and patriotic this morning. I know you are too. 877-970-2999. Balance of Nature phone lines. And Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. I know it's crazy. It's 20 minutes after 7. That means a lot of traffic. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. As we head over to 95, the New England Thruway South, 18B in Mamaroneck, the right lane is blocked. A tractor-trailer fire extinguished, but still seeing volume. We're seeing slowdowns on the southbound Thruway 14A getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Expect slowdowns as well as you take a ride over to the Cross Bronx West. Still pretty busy out through 3rd Avenue. Southbound Henry Hudson in the 230 is a disabled car. Westbound Belt across Bay Boulevard, an accident in the Grand Central Parkway West at Astoria Boulevard. It's an accident over there as well. Sponsored by SOS Children's Villages, war, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Village is there in 134 countries, including the U.S. To make a difference in a child's life, go to SOSUSA.org. Thunderstorms likely today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
The proposed merger of Fiat Chrysler with Renault is off. Fiat walking away from the deal after the French government balked at the agreement. The Wall Street Journal reports that France was concerned about a lack of support for the deal from Nissan, which has an alliance with Renault and could have withdrawn. Stock futures are higher this morning after a rally yesterday. Investors pleased with comments from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Those comments taken as a sign that he would be willing to lower interest rates if trade problems hurt economic growth. And the Boeing 737 MAX is back in the news. Those are the planes which were grounded because the automatic flight system was linked to two fatal crashes. The Wall Street Journal reports that the grounding has been good for companies that lease out aircraft. The airlines are renting these planes to make up for not being able to fly the 737 MAXs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the HOPE 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smart way to buy Rock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Business owners, the strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally everywhere with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that puts your products and services on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about the Gold Shield. Boy, I tell you, this is the day to tell you about the Gold Shield. 22 veterans a day. Commit suicide. 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That's over 140,000 since 9/11. And we need to put an end to this, and it needs to be done now. And the president is doing his part. You know, I mean, just as an aside, this is me speaking now. Congress, apparently, House of Representatives, too involved with things that have nothing to do with you or I or the folks that put their lives on the line to defend us. That's where the Gold Shield comes in. All right. If you're a merchant, I'm asking you to sign up to the Gold Shield. You can call 888-526-9111, 888-526-9111, or go to thegoldshield.us and you could sign up. Remember, every one of your current and potential customers is listening to this message. So they're not asking consumers for a donation. You simply shop where you see the Gold Shield. Gold Shield merchants. Then the Gold Shield merchants pledge to make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3. That is a nonprofit designation by the IRS. This 501c3 distributes donations that we make when we buy something that the business then makes to PTSD organizations, you know? So 100% of the donations are distributed, by the way, to fight veteran suicide as well as cancer research. Great concept. If we can get this from here on this radio show and it goes around the country, imagine the money and the concentration that you can make helping the veterans. Those in the United States military have put their lives on the line for us and then come back home from overseas just to take their own life. Please check out thegoldshield.us, thegoldshield.us.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
727 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Our Balance of Nature phone lines. You're welcome to call. Celebrating the 75th anniversary of Operation Overlord, the invasion of Normandy, D-Day. So we wanted to bring Joe Borelli on the air. Joe is the minority whip in the New York City Council, columnist for The Hill, Republican nominee for the New York City Public Advocate, and an all-around great guy, and a young guy. Joe, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Good morning, and happy D-Day. Memorial Day, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? It's like you're young, though, but I know you're a historian. How moving is it for you at your young age, Joe Borelli, to watch the ceremony like we all saw this morning?
Well, I think my earliest memory in childhood, one of them, was actually watching Ronald Reagan's, I guess 25 years ago. No, actually, I think that was the 60th anniversary. I don't remember. But it was the anniversary of D-Day where Ronald Reagan spoke. He gave that famous speech of, "These are the men of Pont de Hoc." And it's just, it was such a stirring speech then. And then, of course, I've been lucky enough to travel to France, and I've seen, not in Normandy, but I've seen so many of the memorials that were built to the soldiers of World War One and World War Two, and that in and of itself is one of the most fundamental experiences of my life in terms of shaping my own idea of patriotism and what America stands for.
It's so true. And, you know, I always say America first, but when you look to France and you look at the French resistance and you look at Charles de Gaulle and you study that history, it's monumental because they were working underground while the Nazis occupied Paris, Joe. Think about that. And that's why it gets me upset when I see people trying to come in, trying to take over the country, trying to come in and say, oh, you got to live our lifestyle. We're going to come into your country and you live our lifestyle, when you think how hard the French alone and the Brits, of course, and the Canadians, you know, you did not go to Normandy. I've not been to Normandy either, man. We got to get over there.
This should be the next Joe Piscopo Perillo tour trip. I think I can't make this one in Italy, but I think next year in Normandy, certainly, you know, I'd be a participant.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's great. Hey, the president carried himself pretty well this morning. Yes.
You know, I think he has excelled on the foreign policy stage since becoming president. But when you can look at CNN, you can look at MSNBC, and even they are finding no flaw in the behavior of the president and the composure of the president, and of course the first lady and how she handles herself with the royal family. I mean, it does speak to a tremendous accomplishment, and I think the president really did stir an image of an unbroken friendship for the last 75 years.
Yeah, it's so very, very true. Well said. And because they were looking, and then it was so funny, Joe. Wasn't this the best about the Markle comment, which was just, it came and it went, but they wouldn't. They were grabbing onto, oh, the president, a bull in a china shop. Yet I have never seen in all my years, Joe Borelli, the Queen smile. And yet there was that picture of the president. They had like a great relationship. Like she was a mother image to the president, you know?
You know, even if you just look at the protests that happened in this trip, they were so fewer and far between than the last time the president went to England. And do people really at this point believe that if it was president, Republican president Marco Rubio, or Republican president Ted Cruz, there wouldn't be any protests in the UK? The UK is a fractionalized and factionalized political democratic government, just like we have here. And I think all too often we get caught up in seeing what they're saying on BBC, because it's really the only British news network we have access to, but we take for what they're saying on BBC as representative of the entire British population, and it just isn't. No one cared about what Meghan Markle had to say or what the president had to say about Meghan Markle. It's just tabloid fodder.
Yeah, I know. And then I kept thinking when I was watching all the festivities this morning, you know, and then I was thinking, what if Hillary was president? What if she had? It just wouldn't. I'm just speaking for myself here, Joe. I don't think it would have had the same tenor, correct?
No. And you see every time the president visits any type of military installation or base or fleet, I mean, there is a genuine respect and admiration there. And I think, you know, if you speak to the veterans out in Harlem, or in Rockaway, Queens, you're going to find a lot of respect for this president amongst that group.
You know, hey, speaking of the politics there, Joe, in the Democratic contest, I see your buddy, Bill de Blasio, blaming conservatives for anti-Semitism. You had a pretty colorful quote in the paper about this. What did he say about this now?
Well, I mean, I said it was the stupidest thing I had ever heard out of Bill de Blasio's mouth. Here he is at a press conference about anti-Semitic crimes in central Brooklyn. You don't need to be Karl Rove to know that central Brooklyn is not the home of the Republican Party. It's not the home of a right-wing conspiracy. It's not the home of a whole bunch of Trump supporters. It's not the home of anything to do with the right. And yet that and Williamsburg are where we are seeing this rise and spike in anti-Semitic crimes. For the mayors to say that anti-Semitism is a right-wing movement, it's not only ahistorical, it's downright stupid when you have the statistics that the NYPD is forced to tabulate of all types of bias crimes, who the suspects are, and who the arrestees are. When you look at the matrix of that data, you actually see what Chief Dermot Shea said in this press conference, that hate crimes are perpetrated by just about every single identity group in the city against every single other identity group in the city. In fact, hate crimes are the thing that probably unites us in the sense that everyone's committing them and everyone's a victim at some point.
Yeah, I understand you had a big fundraiser with Andrea Katsimatidis. Was it last night?
Oh, no, it's coming up next week, Tuesday, night.
Oh, it's coming is it Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, so all our the 12th.
Is
so
that, and now, is that specifically for you?
Red hand.
Tell me where it is, Joey, and what's it for? Is it for you?
Yeah, it's for me. It's for Public Advocate. It's right by you in Manhattan. I know, Joe, you're a big Manhattan guy. Staying out all hours of the night, every night they can't even peel you off the floor sometimes when you have to come into the radio station. So if you want to stay out late, not too late, I think it's from 7 to 9, we'll be at Dorian's Red Hand on the upper West Side. And have a good time. Have a beer. Have three beers. You guys know me. The audience doesn't. I'm not a very formal guy. So if you come to a fundraiser with me, you'll see me drinking a beer, and I'll answer any question you have on any topic.
There it is. There's hopefully our future public advocate for the great city of New York. Joe Borelli, always great to have you, my friend. God bless you, Joey.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. We'll try to make it next week, indeed, with Andrea Katsimatidis. 7:35 with Joe on the radio. We're going to break with Al. And then I want to bring Roy Bailey to the airwaves. Yeah, I love when people from the South, and Roy's up, he's from Dallas, Texas, man. And he came over, and we had a great chat just last week at Mayor Giuliani's birthday party. And I wasn't sure who he was, you know, but I knew he was a great guy. I knew he was a patriot. And he goes, he walked over to me, Roy Bailey did, and he goes, we like you on the radio, Joe. Do a good job on the radio. With that accent like that, you know? Notice everybody, in my impression of everybody down South, sounds kind of like that. Well, and I go, wow. So he introduced him. He is the co-chair of the Donald Trump 2020 finance team. So we're going to bring Roy to the airwaves momentarily. Right now, we'll jump to Big Al doing the news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
70 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD chief who fatally shot himself in the head yesterday is being identified. 62-year-old Stephen Silks was the deputy chief of Queens North. He was found dead inside an unmarked patrol car near the 112th Precinct Station House. He was rushed to Elmhurst Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Silks had been with the department for nearly 40 years. The New York Post is reporting that Silks turned in his retirement papers on Tuesday. The NYPD has a mandatory retirement age set at 63. MTA officials are investigating after a clock that tracks workers' hours was vandalized in Queens. LIRR employees are supposed to use the device to punch in and punch out of work. The clock is meant to help reduce the amount of overtime hours. MTA has been trying to reduce those costs after LIRR workers took in over $150 million in overtime last year. Authorities believe an employee sabotaged the device out of anger, but LIRR unions have refuted that, arguing a full investigation should be conducted before assumptions are made. The MTA is asking anyone with information to contact police. In sports, Yankees allowed 7 runs over the 7th and 8th innings to lose 11-7 to Toronto. Jason Vargas firing a complete game 5-hitter as the Mets shut out the Giants 7-0. The Raptors are on top of the NBA Finals. Toronto overcame 47 points by Steph Curry to beat the Warriors 123-109 in Game 3 in Oakland. The Raptors lead the best-of-seven series 2-1 in the Warriors. They'll host Game 4 on Friday night. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. 95 South, that's the New England Thruway, South 18B into Mamaroneck. A tractor-trailer fire extinguished, but it looks like one lane remains blocked. 684 South Exit 4 into Bedford, getting reports of a collision there. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln 35, Holland about 25. Tough ride on the Garden State Parkway south of 144. Car flipped over there. Also on the northbound Garden State Parkway 155, an accident getting up toward Clifton. We're still seeing some volume on the New Jersey Turnpike. Pretty busy exiting for exit 11. And let's take it over to the Cross Bronx. Still pretty solid westbound out through Rosedale Avenue. Westbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard, a collision. And the Grand Central Parkway west at 168, an accident there as well. Chance of thunderstorms today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. She hosts a weekly radio program devoted entirely to making life better for America's seasoned citizens and their families. Getting older requires strength and courage. Getting older requires community. Getting older requires information. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Joe on the radio, good morning, good morning. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40 right now. I'll tell you about Rhino Shield. I keep telling you about Rhino Shield, and then I know folks who have businesses, they always pull me aside when I meet them. Joe, does Rhino Shield really work? I'm telling you on the radio now, yes, it's spectacular. Best thing that you could do for your business is to call Susan at Rhino Shield. Boom! It's a long-lasting 25-year coating that gives the appearance of fresh paint. It means you never have to paint again. It won't chip. It won't flake. It won't peel. It bonds completely to wood, to brick, stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. It will go on anything. I put Rhino Shield on my house. Never looked better. Spectacular. And I was painting. I would do the little parts here. I'd say, Mikey, help me out. Paint a little bit there. I had Susan come out. She'll sit with you. They'll do a computer graphic of what your business, what your home will look like in any given color. And they have any color that you want, really. It's quick. They come out. Boom. It was done so quickly. And best of all, I don't have to worry about it anymore. I can just look at my house. It's there. And through all the weather, the hot sun, the rain, the freezing winters, it holds up like fresh paint. You got to go with Rhino Shield. It comes with a 25-year transferable warranty. Save yourself thousands. Call Susan at Rhino Shield for a free estimate, please. 877-744-6608. You always ask me when I see you. I'm telling you now. Call Susan, all right? 877-744-6608. Or go to RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Had the pleasure and privilege of meeting Roy Bailey. Mr. Bailey is a prominent Dallas fundraiser, a founding partner at Giuliani Partners, and a key part of the Trump Victory Program. Mr. Bailey, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Joe. How are you this morning?
Good. Great to meet you, man. You know, I'm a big Texas fan now. You're born and raised Texas, are you?
I am born and raised from the Republic of Texas. I used to tell Rudy that Texans and New Yorkers had a lot in common, and he used to agree with me that we're all very, very proud of our state, and we don't mind bragging about it.
It's so true. Every time I'm in Texas, I see the American flag, you know, flown in all its glory. And then right under there, there's a Lone Star State flag right there, man. I love the except your state income tax is a lot better because you don't have one. Oh, my goodness.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right, Joe. When I spent so much time in New York, the Giuliani Partners, I remember those taxes very, very well. They hurt.
They really do. And the mayor looks great. I can't believe that he's 75. He looks great. Hasn't slowed down a bit, has he?
Oh, my gosh. He's got more energy. Oh, my gosh. He still wears us all out. He's just going 1,000 miles an hour, and he's the best defender of the president outside of the family, you know, and outside the administration. And he's just so dedicated to this country. I'm so just honored to be his friend, actually. It's just my relationship with Rudy has changed my life in an incredible way. And my whole family is just really a blessing.
Well, you jumped on with Donald Trump early on in the National Finance Committee in 2016. What was it that you were attracted to about candidate and citizen Trump as he attempted to run?
Well, my wife Tina just was on board the first second he went down the escalator, and I was on board a little bit after that, and it's because he was not a politician. He was going to take a business perspective and CEO approach to running this country. And God, I just marvel at it every day. I almost laugh. I'm giddy at the things he's doing. He moves so fast. You know, Congress can't even keep up. They're used to this slow, fraternal pace. And he's got one thing going after another, like you do when you're running a business. You know, you got to juggle a lot of balls. You got to walk and chew gum. And the guy is just remarkable. But being part of the election was just a real thrill. I was national finance co-chairman.
Yeah.
And one of the largest single fundraisers for him in the country, and worked closely with Don Jr. Don kind of guided me, Don and Eric, and went with Don all over the country. And
He's a great kid. We're looking to Don Jr. maybe running for mayor of New York. That might be a nice thing.
Oh my gosh, it'd be fantastic. We couldn't get a better person. I just hope New Yorkers will be smart enough to figure that out. I'm sure they will. You know, that we'll see what de Blasio will have done to that city. It doesn't take long to turn around with great mayors like Giuliani did for the city. It doesn't take long to turn it around, and I travel up there often, and I love it. I still think it's just, other than Dallas,
the greatest city
in the world, the greatest city in the world. But when you're up there, you know, every few weeks, you can really tell that it's sliding and slipping, and it's just, awful.
Yeah, it's so true. And Mr. Bailey, you know, when you went out at first in 2016, and you said, I'm going to go raise money for Donald J. Trump, was that tough?
Well, it was tough in some areas. For people that were just absolutely committed to beating Hillary Clinton, it wasn't tough at all. For some Republicans, that at first it was a little tough because he had just whipped so many people. You think about everybody he took down. In Texas, he took down my beloved governor, Rick Perry. He took down Ted Cruz. So you had people that hadn't licked those wounds. He took down Jeb Bush, you know, on and on and on, you know, Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, et cetera. And so you had a lot of big camps that were aligned closely with those candidates. And when we started raising money, I'd say probably in June or July, it was a little tough because people hadn't licked their wounds yet. You know, they just hadn't gotten over the butt kicking that he had put on.
and you know what's
French.
No, I hear you, but it was interesting talking to Roy Bailey, prominent Dallas fundraiser, and he's a key part of the Trump victory program here. The president spent the least amount of money 4 years ago, Roy, and beat all the other candidates in the primary, and then even though he was drastically outspent by Hillary in the general election, was able to beat her. Is it a different ball game this time around?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say back in 16, it was part of his genius. If you think about it, she had to spend $1 billion, you know, paying for media. He had earned media every time he tweeted. People said, what's he doing? He controlled the narrative. and he had all this earned media that money couldn't buy. You couldn't raise enough money to pay for the media that he had. I mean, just, you know, the brilliance of an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah, it's so true. But this time around, it should be a little. I can't. Again, Roy, you take a look. Is it Joe Biden? And we were just talking this morning about it. Is it Elizabeth Warren? I don't see anybody that could give President Trump a run for his money. Are you hearing anything from the inside?
No, I agree with you totally, Joe. I couldn't agree with you more. And from a fundraising perspective, I'm honored to be serving as National Finance Co-Chairman. Todd Ricketts asked to be the National Finance Chairman. Todd from Chicago, and just a superstar, great guy, great patriot. It's so much easier because even those never Trumpers, they're on board. And you know what they say, Roy? Maybe I don't like this, I don't like that, but look at his results. Look at his results. He's changing that country for the better. And you can't argue with the results. So, you know, there may be a narrow 2%, you know, that, you know, you just forget about because they'd honestly rather, you know, lose the presidency than let him win the never Trumpers. Forget about them. You know, the 98% of Republicans and independents that just love his results are climbing on board. And it's going to be much easier this time. We got a lot of work to do. Yeah. You know, everybody out there that's helping us, I want them to know how hard we got to work. But it's a different ballgame. And it's because of his leadership and because of his results.
Yeah. I want to see you and President Trump in a room together, man, one-on-one. I mean, because I tell you, do you golf with the president? Do you golf with the president?
No, I haven't. I would love to sometimes. I know Rudy has a number of times. I would love to sometimes. I haven't.
Yeah.
But I will tell you in person, and I know you know him, Joe, he's such a charming person. And maybe so different in person than in public, because he's in person, he's a great listener and very curious. And he of course, that's how he learns.
That's right.
And he's just so charming and wonderful to be around. And his whole family's that way. It's just a real amazing.
Well, it is. I always say, every time I talk to my Democrat, way liberal friends, and they always say, and I go, and I always say, and I said it on stage Saturday night. I was doing a show. It's all good. Everything's great. It's going to be okay. Because you know, if you know the man, it's going to be okay. But when he gets up there, he has to. I know he feels he has to defend himself, and indeed he does. They'll put lies out there. They will not be answered, and the only way they can be answered is by him tweeting out there, and that's the defense of his tweeting. But then when you meet him, there's almost, and I use the word, and I've used it before, Roy, there's humility. There's a humility about Donald J. Trump when you're with him one-on-one.
No question. You're right. No, you're exactly right. And people that don't know him wouldn't believe that because they see this fighter, you know, this guy that just punches back in a nanosecond, you know, and they don't see the humility in him. But when you know him a bit, you see it, and it's wonderful to see. You couldn't have a great family, you know, like he has, if you didn't have all those great qualities, you know.
Yeah, my mom says that. You're funny you say that. You could judge a man by his family. That's very, very true. Roy Bailey is a prominent Dallas fundraiser. Yeah, I met him at the Bronx, man, at Yankee Stadium, and he's finest of Texas, a founding partner at Giuliani Partners, a key part of the Trump Victory program. And with a nice, speaking of great fathers, your son is great, man. That was great having a nice chat with
you, Joe. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of our daughters. Our oldest just gave us our third grandchild, and our youngest is doing great, thriving in Dallas, and our son's getting married in August. We're very blessed. All the kids live in Dallas, and boy, they're all huge Trump supporters.
Look at that. And any friend of Mayor Giuliani is a friend of ours indeed, Roy Bailey. Thanks for joining us. And listen, if someone wants to help out the Donald Trump 2020 campaign, what's the best way for them to do that, sir?
Trump Victory. They can go online, absolutely, and we welcome your help. We need it, we want it, and we'll put you to work, and it's for a great cause because he's making America great again, Joe.
There it is, Mr. Bailey. We'll see you at the stadium, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time. It's an honor to be on your show. I sure appreciate it.
You're very kind, Roy. Thank you, sir. Roy Bailey, right there. 7:52. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's take a ride out to the LIE heading west at Ocean Ave. It's an accident over there, Joe. We're still seeing some delays on the Grand Central Parkway west at 168th with a collision and stop and go traffic for you on the Grand Central Parkway west right at LaGuardia. It looks like another accident there. Expect delays on 95, the New England Thruway, South 18B in Mamaroneck. A tractor-trailer fire under control, but one lane remains blocked. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you, even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work? Meet New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman. Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970, The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka has the mainstream media figured out.
Whether it's anyone in the mainstream fake news industrial complex, flip it 180 degrees and understand that what they accuse the other of doing is what they are doing themselves. If they're awake and they're breathing, they're lying.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
5 before 8 o'clock, 7:55 with Joe on the radio. Why choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy? I'll tell you why. Perillo Tours have been operating for 74 continuous years. Steve Perillo. That's my buddy right there, represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Perillo only contracts for first-class and deluxe hotels, which are centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve himself. Steve, I know this. I know this when I talk with Steve when we're going in October. Forget about it. Steve will tell you exactly what the hotel is, where it is. He wants to know everything about it because he wants you to have comfort and convenience when you go to Italy. Imagine walking out of your hotel, right? And you're right on the Spanish Steps or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square or right in the center of historic district, the historic district of Florence right there, Firenze, Ponte Vecchio. Come on. Comfort and convenience. That's the hallmark of a Perillo tour, taking all the stress out of traveling with a never-lift-a-finger vacation. Call for your Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. Janice and the team standing by for you as I speak. 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. And don't forget, by the way, Perillo's Hawaiian vacations at all deluxe oceanfront Hyatt hotels, perfect for honeymoons, everything included at one low price. Everyone knows someone who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
You know that you love me. Hey, and Joe Lundberg, we love you. 7:57. Joe, how you doing this morning?
It's good. Hey, it's a warm, humid morning. I like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you and me are the same way, man. Bring it on. Bring on
yes,
the warm.
Bring on summer.
It's like 72 sometimes. When it's 72, I go, a little cool outside. You know, I'm like that. Bring on the heat.
I like an 80, 85. You know,
there it is.
Warmth.
There it is. That's the Mediterranean blood in me. I don't know. But how are we doing today, Joe, weather-wise?
It's warm. It's humid today. Clouds and sunshine. It will probably get up to about 83, 84 this afternoon. Could be a shower or thunderstorm in spots. But I think most places are dry today. And then dry weather into the weekend. It'll be a little cooler and less humid tomorrow, about 78, near 80 on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. There'll be more clouds this weekend. But, again, no rain at all this weekend.
Oh, this is good. Joe Lundberg, we always appreciate it. How many miles today are you going off? You taking a day off and then going?
I did nothing yesterday. I took the day off completely, but it made some tacos for dinner last night, so I'm going to have to burn those off today.
And I know you will, Joe. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Always appreciate it. Talk to you soon. There's Joey Lundberg, our marathon man, meteorologist. Joe on the radio, a couple minutes away from 8 o'clock, celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day, Operation Overlord, a monumental achievement by mankind, overcoming the most evil that has ever, ever hit the earth. And we beat them, man. And it was led by the United States of America. We're coming right back on Radio Piscopo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
70 degrees, it's 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Numerous people are facing charges following a massive drug bust in the Bronx. Federal authorities say roughly 50 pounds of fentanyl were confiscated in the bust. According to officials, there were enough drugs to kill every single person in New York City. Substances were going to be sold throughout the Northeast. 22 people have been taken into custody as part of the investigation. The fentanyl was shipped from Mexico. New Jersey Transit saying someone is dead after they were struck by a train near Hazlitt Township. The unidentified victim reportedly hit last night around 10 p.m. on the North Jersey coastline, causing a suspension of service between Mattawan and Long Branch. NJ Transit has described the person hit as a trespasser. No other related details have been announced. In sports, Blue Jays beat the Yankees. Mets shut out the Giants. Raptors beating the Warriors 123-109 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.